good one. He's just wonderful. What's your evaluation of Clark Clifford?
You can go with Clifford on anything as you have been using him. He will never let you down on a side deal, and will help you with your enemies where he has friends. Now, he represents Phillips on some of the things, Phillips Petroleum, who hate my guts, see? Although I've saved their damn depletion as you have, and yeah. You know the same type of oil man.
Yeah, yeah.
And he put up most of the money and really got Bud Wilkinson in the race, I think, for Republican, by raising $250,000 for him. Hmm. But, well, I've lost the train of thought now.
Well, the question is, I found that he's about best judgment on things. He looks like he's a very liberal fellow with good judgment, and looks like he's got high character, and I've just had to call on him and call on him and call on him, I've called on him for Tom, and I just, my feeling is that he is just the highest yet, but I wanted to get an objective, confidential viewpoint from somebody else.
He started out as my manager in McCurtain County.
I'm talking about Clark now.
Oh, Clark, yeah. No, I think he's
Does he have a weakness?
I don't know it if it has. Maybe girls a little bit.
I've never seen a weakness, and I just wondered if he had one.
Well, he might yeah, do just well, a little bit of parting, yeah, but not to where it interferes too much.
Yeah.
And always on a very high level. I mean, in his same social set.
Yeah.
But nothing that I've ever heard. He's a damn good speech writer. I mean, and he's got humor along with...
Isn't he pretty highly regarded as a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
I
think he would be a man you'd put on a Supreme Court case of constitutional law. I think he is a lawyer that has the political know-how and all. But his clients, I think, have all been very respectable. I mean, and the Blue Ribbon clients that have come to him, as they did when he was pretty close under Kennedy.
He was Kennedy's closest advisor, I found out. I didn't know that at first, but even more than Bobby. I mean, Kennedy had him in on the toughest ones, where the family was involved and things of that kind.
Yeah. I would say he would be very good, Mr. President. This Finney would be, if you could get him even on a year's basis, on a loan, to help you. He's a good judge of people. He picked out the best people I ever got on my staff, and he ran the office. He's a good administrator, along with having good, sound judgment. You know, you got to have somebody to keep the jealousies from arousing. And he kept the office happy. There never was a discordant note when he was there. And the people that would be inclined to be jealous were people who were made happy by him. And there wasn't a thing that... And I've known him since he was a freshman in the university. He's a fraternity brother of mine. And after he managed his campaign down there in this real tough county that Thomas was supposed to sweep and brought me in about 2-1 down there, he got political sagacity. And then he came back and practiced law, and that's when I grabbed him and brought him up on this gas bill thing, and he distinguished himself. And we clobbered him good on that one. And then he went back, and I persuaded him to come up there as my AA.
Thank you, Mike. And you go ahead and do whatever you judgment dictates. I don't want to get you in or get you out of it.
Yeah.
I've told you all I know. Humphrey's never talked to me about it that I remember, and Mansfield's never mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention it to anybody. Russell's never mentioned it to me.
Yeah.
The only ones that talked to me that I remember about it are Russell Long and George Smathers, and George didn't ever tell me what he was going to do or what he wanted. He just talked about his problems in Florida, and Russell Long told me that he had talked to Dick Russell.
Yeah,
and that he was—he thought he had the votes against George Smathers.
Well,
and I don't know what he might have against somebody else.
Well, here's the thing: I'm of the border states. For two amendments, I supported one: the right to withhold school lunch funds from if they weren't integrated and that kind of thing. You see, from a bureau decision, that was Section 6, I think, and I voted. I don't think I voted for it, but I talked for it for a little more narrow interpretation of interstate commerce. But so these were very close to the southern heart, you see. But I never made anybody in the South mad. And yet I think I've got as near 100% record for the administration on this, Medicare, and the real tough issues. And we are a Southern-oriented state, but not all of it. And
we
carried the state and didn't lose it.
That's right.
And I'm not a playboy, and I've got my full beans back, and I just thought I'd go down and fly down to see Dick Russell to get his advice the first minute I can, and just tell him what I have in mind.
Okay. Well, all you do is...
Pastore's been mentioned, but he's a wonderful for a cleanup man, but for the day-to-day smoothing down operation and the low-key stuff, I know I can do that better than he can.
Yeah.
I don't know about Muskie. Hart is not aggressive enough, I don't think. And I certainly think that Smathers would be ruled out even by the Southerners because he doesn't work hard.
Okay, my friend.
So, when are you going back?
I don't know. I might go back today or I might wait till after next week. The President of Mexico's coming Wednesday.
Oh, wonderful.
Just don't tell anybody you discussed it with me so they won't think that I'm trying to keep you from it or keep you from doing it.
This
but,
is deepest in the well.
I appreciate your attitude of wanting to know if there's any reason why I wouldn't want you, and there's not any.
That's the only thing I call for.
The answer is no.
Good, and keep this Bud Wilkinson kicking around.
I will. And I'll
it's a master stroke in Oklahoma, and I think the football fans, the nation, would think, guys, this is a broad-minded man, see, if you'd make the appointment. I think the industry would like it, and we'd have an honest man in there who we can educate into the principles you and I know are right.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Mr. President, and give my love to Lady Bird.
I better wait.